This is KPBS News in San Diego. I'm Diane Ray. Photos of Saddam Hussein in his underwear doing laundry were published Friday in British and American newspapers. The U.S. military has launched an investigation, and the Red Cross says the photos may violate the Geneva Convention. Britain's The Sun and the New York Post say a U.S. military official provided the photos but would not identify the source. The photos were condemned by the U.S. military, who fear an increase in anti-American sentiment in Iraq, a country edging towards an open sectarian conflict. Two airlines with a history of financial troubles merge in hopes of having better luck competing with low-price rivals. U.S. Airways and America West will become the nation's sixth largest airline and will fly under the U.S. Airways name, which enjoys much better recognition among East Coast business travelers. Senators are working on a filibuster compromise in the nomination of Texas Supreme Court Justice Priscilla Owens to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Republican John Warner and Democrat Robert Byrd are trying to avert a showdown in the use of filibusters in thwarting presidential nominations. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist is expected to announce Friday that a test vote on Owens will be held Wednesday, and if she doesn't garner enough votes to overturn the filibuster, he'll move to have the Senate make filibusters illegal for Supreme Court and appellate court nominees. And authorities in Idaho are following up on a tip that two missing children have been sighted. Dylan and Shasta Groney have been missing since Sunday when their mother and two other people were found dead in their home in Coeur d'Alene. Police are following up a tip that the children were sighted in the company of a man driving a light-colored van about 75 miles north of their home. Coeur d'Alene Police Sergeant Christy Wood said every tip that comes in will be investigated. I'm Diane Ray. This is KPBS News in San Diego.